USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Los Angeles Lakers legend Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash in California. He was 41 years old. TMZ was the first to report that Bryant was among those in the helicopter when it went down in the hills of Calabasas County and a fire broke out. The heat of the fire made it difficult for emergency personnel to get to the aircraft. The 18-time All-Star and 11-time All-NBA first-teamer led the Lakers to 5 NBA championships and scored 33,643 points in his 20-year NBA career. He retired from the Lakers after the 2015-16 season after spending his entire career with the franchise. Bryant is survived by his wife Vanessa and children Gianna, Natalia, Bianca, and their newborn Capri. The police report states there were at least three others on board the plane, and due to the heavy fire, there were no survivors. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The very first votes in the Democratic presidential primaries have already been cast in Minnesota. Over 4,500 Minnesota voters so far have taken advantage of early voting, which started January 17th. Vermont began its own statewide early vote the next day, less than 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primaries. California, another Super Tuesday state, is launching its early voting and mail-in ballot period on the day of the Iowa caucuses. Over the next month, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada voting will have started, with more than 10 states beginning their early voting periods, including Colorado, North Carolina, Texas, Illinois, Massachusetts, Idaho, and Michigan. A divorced Arizona woman cannot use her frozen embryos when her ex-husband doesn't want children with her, according to the state's highest court. The ruling was handed down relying on a contract signed by the couple before they were married and said if they broke up, they had to agree to have a baby or donate all used embryos. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NFL is wading into big issues with a television spot it's running in the Super Bowl season. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
It concerns police shootings in America. The spot stars retired wide receiver Anquan Boldin and reenacts the death of his cousin in 2015. Boldin was playing in a game at the time against the San Francisco 49ers. There is a second commercial that the NFL is running online about the death of Botham Jean, killed by an off-duty Dallas police officer who says she mistook his apartment for hers and thought he was a burglar.
Yeah, what I hope to see happening is that our black boys are not seen as a threat. What has happened to Botham should not happen to another family.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart says it's testing higher wages for new hourly positions at 500 of its U.S. stores. The nation's largest private employer, which operates about 4,700 Walmart stores in the U.S., says they're raising their starting hourly wages to $12 an hour. The move comes as Walmart is under pressure to improve customer service. This still lags behind other rivals like Target, as they've announced a plan to raise starting hourly wages to $15 an hour by the end of the year. Amazon led the pack, raising their minimum wage for hourly workers to $15 an hour in 2018. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.